السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم Ulama Ikram, respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa. I do realize that it was a very short notice, but from the time that I returned this afternoon, I've been receiving phone calls, is there a program, is there a program? So it shows that there is muhabbat in the hearts of many people for Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise, which person has got the interest these days to really bother about programs of deen? Everybody wants chutki from deen. There are so many other programs that a person doesn't have time for programs of deen. So even if there are a few people who are interested in deen, on deeni programs, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala keeps that area protected from many different kinds of bala, musibat, afat, different kinds of problems. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protects because of the ibadat, the zikr, the tilawat of some sincere servants of His. So many others get protected. Sometimes in an area there is an abundance of sin, but there is somebody that is engaged in constructive ibadat, zikr, tilawat, begging of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, asking Allah Ta'ala for protection from the azab, whether it is of gale force winds or earthquakes or tremors or whether it is any other kind of azab. Now these people are begging Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that, oh Allah, protect us, protect us. So with the barakat of their du'as, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protects so many areas, we don't even know who the person is. Sometimes that person is not even known to us as a wali of Allah Ta'ala. We have no right to judge by outward appearance. A person can sometimes be in outward appearance not really looking like a wali of Allah Ta'ala, but his heart only Allah Ta'ala knows. Again, that incident comes to mind where Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion he says that he was sleeping, but he just couldn't get sleep. He tried his best to get sleep, but he couldn't get sleep. Then he said, well, if I can't get sleep, let me do some zikr. But he's trying to make zikr, he cannot get going with zikr also. He said, well, let me make some nafil namaz. So he tried to do that, even there he just couldn't get going. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's system is very strange. But there was something that was pulling him from the outside, and he couldn't really understand what was it. That this never happened before. Why is it that tonight he just can't seem to sleep, and he wants to make ibadat, he can't make ibadat, he wants to make zikr, he can't make zikr. There's some force that seems to be pulling him from the outside. So he went outside. When he went outside, he saw that the person was lying on the ground with a blanket covered over his face. And from inside the blanket, he said, who's that Junaid? When the Junaid came nearer him, then he said, who's that Junaid? He said, how do you know it is Junaid? He said, well, I am the one that made dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to send you here, because there is a problem that I am facing, experiencing. There is a kind of a debate that is going on in my mind, and nobody else could solve that problem except Junaid Baghdadi. So I made dua to Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, send Junaid to me. So he said, why did you do that? You should have come to me, or you should have called me properly. He said, well, nevertheless, what is the problem? So now here, this person who was lying on the ground, now his outward condition wasn't that of some great wali of Allah Ta'ala. He was looking like some ordinary person that was lying on the ground there. But look at his, the condition of his heart. That here he is making a dua, Allah Ta'ala must send Junaid to him, Allah Ta'ala sends Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi to him. And then he asks him, he says, well, the problem is this, that there is a debate that's going on, that when does the sickness of the nafs itself becomes the cure? It is a sickness, it is a disease. It is a da, it is a bemari. But when does this da'un nafs become the dawa of that? Da'un nafs becomes the dawa, the ilaj, the cure. So the Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali replied, is a khalafatin nafsu hawaha. That when the nafs opposes that evil desire that has come in the heart. So now that evil desires coming in the heart was a sickness, it was a disease. The desire came, I must commit zina. The desire came, I must steal. The desire came, I must commit fraud. The desire came that I must cast lustful glances at women. The desire came in the heart to do wrong things, to do evil. Now that desire came. So now that was the disease of the heart. But he says, is a khalafatin nafsu hawaha. But now when this same nafs, which is at present on the stage that we term as ammara, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. So the first stage of that nafs is the nafs-e ammara, which goads you, which encourages you, which takes you towards sins. That is this first stage, where this nafs, it just wants to take, that's a mizaj, that's a nature, that's a temperament of this nafs, that it wants to go towards sins. I gave that example in Karachi yesterday, before yesterday, and alhamdulillah, they appreciated it quite a bit there, because it was in Urdu there, and you have heard it probably many times by now. But it costs us nothing to repeat these examples if they are a means of hidayat. And if it comes without me really planning to bring it at this moment in time. That we were taking a walk in Mitchell Park, and there is a board there which says, no dogs except on leash. Now that is something that is very common. It doesn't require a great amount of understanding that why they want the dog on leash. You don't require great aqal for that and intelligence for that. Every person knows that the mizaj and the nature of the dog is that if you're going to leave it loose, then it will bark, it will damage some flowers there, it will urinate somewhere, it will pass stool somewhere. If somebody is having picnic there, it may just go and grab some sandwich here and it may put its mouth there. That's a mizaj of the dog, that you can't restrain it, it's loose. So it will run wherever it finds the fulfillment of its passions. So now that's a mizaj. So what they say, that this is a beautiful garden of ours, and we take a lot of pain in keeping it clean and pruning and trimming and planting and all the rest of the things that we do. So now if you are going to bring a dog like that and leave it loose, then it's going to cause a lot of damage. So therefore you must bring it on leash and take it across. So from there we take lessons. From all these boards also we take lessons, because Allah Ta'ala has given us aqal, so we must take lessons. And the lesson that we take is that that is exactly the mizaj and the nature of our nafs. Our nafs is just like that dog too. That if you're not going to put it on leash of Sharia, then sometime it's going to bite here, that means cause some damage to somebody's property. Sometime that he's going to swear someone, sometimes going to curse someone, sometimes going to cause injury and pain to someone. And sometimes because of that same nafs, this person will bulldoze somebody's home, as they do in Palestine, because the nafs has become ghalib, it has overpowered them. So once the nafs overpowers, the person becomes a shaitan in human form. Then there's no such thing as mercy, sympathy, love, affection. Those are just words in the dictionary after that. The person doesn't have any kind of akhlaq. So the mizaj of the nafs is the same. That like that dog which is not on leash in that park. That the person wants to cast lustful glances, he wants to commit zina, he wants to commit fraud, he wants to make ghibat, he wants to indulge in lies, abuse of women, abuse of children. That's just like how that dog starts abusing everything there. In the same way, this person, now the sickness of his nafs, now all abuse starts taking place. So now when can this same nafs, or the disease of this nafs, become its dawa, or it becomes its cure, becomes its remedy? He say when it opposes the desires, when it opposes the same evil desires, and the person suppresses them, then it becomes ilaj. Just like this person now puts the leash of Sharia tightly around the neck of this nafs. So once he puts the leash of Sharia very tightly around this nafs, now when he will conduct his business, there will be honesty in the business, because he's got the leash of Sharia there. Now when he will go home, he will go with a smile. He's going to talk with his wife and children in the manner that is befitting a Muslim, because he's got the leash of Sharia there. So if he has had problems outside, then he realizes that these are my problems of the outside world. I should not be taking it out on my wife and children. Why? Because he's got the leash of Sharia there. When the desire comes that now he must commit zina, then the person says, what if that same person, or what if somebody has to have that same desire with regards to my wife, or my daughter, or my sister? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that sahabi, that young sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission for zina. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, imagine asking him permission for zina. Now those were early days of Islam. He had just accepted Islam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at his compassion, look at his beautiful akhlaq and character. It had been one of us, we would have sworn him. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, sit. Do you have a mother? I said, yes. If somebody does the same thing to your mother, would you be happy? He said, I'll kill him. I'll take his neck off. Said, what if somebody does or commits zina with your daughter? He said, I'll take his neck off. And with your sister, he said, I'll take his neck off. And with your khala, your aunt, he said, I'll take his neck off. He said, well, whoever you are going to commit zina, that woman is also somebody's sister, somebody's mother, somebody's aunt, somebody's daughter. So how can you commit zina? And then he took his Mubarak hand and he placed it on the chest of the Sahabi. And he said, Allahumma aghfir zamba, O Allah, forgive his sin. Wa hassin farja, O Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, forgive his sin and protect him from zina. Hassin farja, protect his private parts from the, protect him from zina. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for him. That sahabi says that after that, never the thought also of zina didn't even cross my mind. Now that was the mu'jiza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the karamat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But the thing is that this leash of Sharia, if it's going to be on that person's nafs, then it becomes easy for that person to restrain himself, wherever it may be. It's easy for him to restrain himself, because he's got the leash of Sharia there. But if he doesn't have that, then it is completely azad. That's why I say, Inna nafs ala ammaratum bissu. He said this bissu, it sounds very much like bichu. And bichu is a scorpion. He says, very close to that. So the nafs is just like that. He said, the scorpion, how it stings. Like that, this nafs also stings. So if we have this leash of Sharia, then it becomes very easy. So we take lessons from that, that there's no problem in making use of the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala has made this whole world a garden for us, so make use of the garden. But always remember that we are here as the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are not azad. We are not independent. A person says, what do I care? What do I care? Yes, it's a good thing if the person says, what do I care about people? If they have to call me a Sufi sahab, if they have to call me a Namazi, they have to call me a Haji Saab and they have to call me something. Or they have to say that you are orthodox, you are living in the camel age and you are ultra orthodox and you're conservative and all those titles. If they give, what do I care? I must care to please my one Allah. That's about all. So if he says that, then alhamdulillah, there's nothing wrong. But if the person uses that same word of independence, he's doing the wrong things and he says, what do I care what people say? If they see me in that show that's going to take place, so what? They must mind their own business. If they see me in the casino, as they had one picture of one Muslim brother, he says he was in a pensive mood, sitting there, dishing out the chips. So now if that person is told, then he says, what? You mind your own business. What do I care about people? Now that is using the same word in the wrong place. For a Muslim, he doesn't say that. Because a Muslim is concerned that my Allah Ta'ala must not be displeased with me. Yes, where he is obeying Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then there he says that what do I care if others don't like what I am doing. As long as I am satisfied that it is according to the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. So therefore, if somebody is unhappy, he's unhappy. I can't help that. I have to please my one Allah. But when he's doing the wrong things and he says the same thing, what do I care if people see me in this haram, then his iman is at a very low ebb. There's a danger in that iman. فَإِنَّ حَقِيقَةَ الْحَيَا أَنَّ مَوْلَاكَ لَا يَرَاكَ حَيْسُ نَحَاكَ. What is the haqiqat of shame? Modesty. We say haya, you must have shame, you must have modesty. He says the haqiqat of haya is this, that your Allah must not see you in those places. The meaning of that is that your Allah Ta'ala must not see you in those places where He has prohibited you to be. Your Allah must not see you there. Not your father, mother, your brothers, your sisters, your friends, your grandfather and your neighbors. There's lots of people, or many of us. What happens is that we look around. Is there anybody watching? When we say, no, my father is not around, my brother is not around, my cousins are not around, and my neighbors are not around, then we indulge in that sin. So haqiqat of haya is not that you look around and just see that if somebody that is known to you is not there, so then you indulge in sin. You say, فَإِنَّ حَقِيقَةَ الْحَيَا أَنَّ مَوْلَاكَ لَا يَرَاكَ. Your Allah must not see you in those places. Now can any person hide himself from the sight and the gaze of Allah Ta'ala? جو کرتا ہے تو چھپ کے اہل جہاں سے کوئی دیکھتا ہے تجھے آسمان سے. جو کرتا ہے تو چھپ کے اہل جہاں سے. Not from one or two people, from the people of the world if you have to hide and to commit a sin. Someone is watching you from above and that is Allah. So a person doesn't have to worry so much about whether people are seeing him or not seeing him. He's got to worry about Allah, how he's going to face Allah Ta'ala. And which Allah? The Allah who himself has given us our sight, our hearing, our speech, our intelligence. When we travel the world, then we see what conditions people are living in. So that Allah who has given us all these ni'mats, it's not befitting a Muslim that he should use the same ni'mats for Allah Ta'ala's disobedience. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created us, and this nafs, the first stage is that nafs-e ammar. When this person makes an effort on that nafs, then what happens, it becomes lawwama. Now it begins to make malamat. The nafs begins to curse. That the person indulged in some haram, but now his nafs is cursing him. Why did you do this? You should not have committed this sin. You should have restrained yourself. What kind of a Muslim you are? What kind of a mu'min and a believer you are? What kind of a scholar you are? What kind of a hafiz sahab and a qari sahab and a haji sahab and a mufti sahab you are? Now this nafs tells the person that you should not be doing this type of things. Or what kind of a Muslim you are? But even that is not sufficient, because if this person is just going to keep doing and then his nafs makes malamat, then there is still that danger that he's going to keep on indulging till his dying day. And we don't know when that tawfiq of tawbah may be taken away. So now he has to continue with that effort until he reaches the stage of nafs mutmainna, where the person is now satisfied with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ahkam, Allah ta'ala's kalam, whatever there is, the teachings are in the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So now he's happy with that. He doesn't feel uncomfortable. He feels uncomfortable in sins, and he feels a happiness within himself when he is fulfilling Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam, because Allah ta'ala has definitely kept happiness in it. When a person does good, the immediate reward is that the person gets a kind of a happiness inside. If that good is for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has immediately gives him that reward in this world. The reason why we don't seem to be finding that is because most of the time we don't do it for Allah ta'ala's pleasure. And even if we do it for Allah ta'ala's pleasure, then we do not fulfill all the conditions. The person is making namaz, but is he fulfilling all the conditions of namaz? Is there khushu in that namaz? The humility that is required in the salah. So when this person becomes very happy and satisfied with whatever Allah Ta'ala's hukam is, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes him reach the stage of nafs mutmainna. Now that nafs enjoys peace, satisfaction, now there is a kind of waves of the muhabbat of Allah which now flow in that heart. And all these things happen within the heart, and nobody can deny it, because you must have some kind of concrete evidence to deny that it is happening in the hearts of some people. Like this very moment in time, if I have to keep quiet at this moment, many are listening. Sometimes a person is listening but his mind is somewhere else. Sometimes a person has got his eyes wide open but is fast asleep. Many a times the person has got his eyes wide open and is looking at the speaker too, but is fast asleep. And he will get up only when the bayan is over. So that also happens. So many thoughts are going on in the minds of a person, and especially if you have to go outside and you take a walk in the street. Now there are waves of people that are coming and going past on a busy day. They are going past. Everyone that is going past, each and every one has got some thoughts that's going on in his mind. Is it not true? Everyone that's going past, he's got thoughts that are flowing in that mind non-stop. This is one battery that you can't switch off to, or one switch that you can't put off. It will just keep coming. So now either you bring in good thoughts or you bring in bad and evil thoughts. That's why you have to keep yourself occupied. The moment we give shaitan an opportunity, that we start allowing him to come and take control of our mind, then that's when we end up with a lot of problems. Even if it is some dunyavi work, some worldly occupation, but keep your mind and your hands occupied in something or the other, then what will happen is that you will be saved from a lot of evil thoughts. So if these type of thoughts are going on in the minds of so many people or everyone, different thoughts, then if we say that those who have got connection with Allah Ta'ala, then there are waves of muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala that are flowing in the hearts of those people, then why is it that we have a doubt in that? They have made an effort in that line. Whoever, in whichever direction he makes an effort, those are the thoughts that come in his mind. The person who is in business is all the time thinking of that. The person who is in love with some illicit woman, illicit beloved of his, then when he's eating, his mind is there. He's sleeping, his mind is there. So much so that when the person is sleeping with his wife, but if he's in love with another woman, then he is fantasizing about that woman. As I mentioned the other day about that, just before I left for Karachi, that one woman phoned and she says, "Molana, please, I don't know, I'm going off my head, I'm going mad. Why?" Says, "I went to the cricket match to see Pakistan playing South Africa, and that one Pakistani, he stole my heart. So much so that now when I'm sleeping with my husband, I'm fantasizing about him." Says, "The thought is just not leaving my mind." These are the rewards that we get of taking our wives and showing our daughters those beautiful and handsome faces, or the other way around. But somebody said, "Oont re oont teri konsi kal sidi?" Camel, oh camel, which part of your body is straight? Tell me. So these waves of muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when they flow in the heart of the person, it brings them sukoon, it brings them peace, it brings them so much of tranquility and serenity. There are no words in the dictionary to describe what is itminan-e qalb. There's no dictionary. Like barakah, what is barakat? We all say Allah must give us barakat. But the English dictionary cannot have a word that can really give the proper meaning of barakat. At the most we'll say blessing, but what is blessing? Barakat is a word that is very comprehensive, it's got a very wide meaning. So like that, as Hazrat Maulana Hakim Sahab Damat Barakatum in his one of his poetry says,
Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, Mere behre gham ka kanara nahi hai, Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai.
Se nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, these waves of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they are unending, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself is la misla lahu wa la mithala la. No example for Allah. Allah Ta'ala doesn't have any beginning or ending. So these waves of muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala also, they don't have any beginning and ending. It will just go on and on and on. And it brings that person sukoon inside his heart. But just as we make effort for other things outside, in the same way this is also acquired with a little bit of effort. And it's not impossible. It's not such a thing that only great walis of Allah Ta'ala, it is reserved for them. It's for us. We just have to take the first few steps. When we are coming now at Dubai airport or at Karachi airport, the lift was stopped and we had to go up. It was quite high, almost like two floors, and the escalator was stopped. There was no way that I could have climbed that because of my heart condition. So I looked up and I shook my head, and then after that I said, no, but let me go towards this escalator. Sometimes they are stopped, but when you go there it starts. And that's exactly what happened, that as soon as I put my first step on I put my leg onto the first step of that escalator, it started. And within a short time we were right up. So what did we do? It seemed as if it was difficult. It seemed that it's impossible. How am I going to reach the top there? It's very difficult. Impossible. But all I had to do was just take one step, and the rest was done automatically. That's exactly what we have to do. Take the first few steps towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Suppress this nafs and the evil desires that are coming in this nafs for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala for a few days of our lives. And then see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will then pull us up, just like how that escalator took us right up. That's all. Simple as that. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, the ummah, the tawfiq of amal. As I said, this was not a scheduled program, but this afternoon after I arrived, I had a lot of calls. Maulana, are we having a program tonight? Are we having a program tonight? So I said, well, if there are so many people who are interested in taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then even if we get a little more tired, what does it matter? And in fact, we don't get more tired. In the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you get strength. So that is why we've had this short notice, but still, alhamdulillah, so many of you arrived on time. So let us make a few minutes of zikr, and then inshallah, your namaz will be about 5 minutes delayed today, tonight.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे। मैं कब से हूँ महवे ख्वाबे गफलत बस अब जगा दे बस अब जगा दे। हर दम करूँ मैं ए मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं में हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ। रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ। ओ अल्लाह, इन योर पाथ एवरीवन हैज बोर्डेड द फ्लाइट, दे आर फ्लाइंग हाई इन योर पाथ। The only one who's like a speck of dust on the ground is myself.
Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon.
Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ। रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ। हर दम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं में हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा, गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा।
ओ अल्लाह, लेट मी नाउ स्पेंड द रिमेनिंग डेज ऑफ माई लाइफ इन योर लव इन योर मोहब्बत। And repeatedly I have said, in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the person is not deprived of the ni'mats of this world. He gets enjoyment then in the ni'mats of this world. You are not prevented from your business, from your homes, from your wives and children, from all other necessary occupations of life, nothing. The person will lead a perfectly normal, balanced life. The only thing is that he'll have the love of Allah in his heart. Those ways will be flowing all the time. And now he will be enjoying his food also. He'll be enjoying the company of his wife and children also. He will enjoy everything. At this moment in our time, in our lives, because of our indulgence in sins, Allah Ta'ala has taken away that sukoon and chain and the comfort and the itminan, the satisfaction of the hearts. And the love also, Allah Ta'ala has taken it away. Now you can see this woman who went to see that cricketer for the cricket match. Now the love of that husband has been taken out of her heart. In the same way, when those husbands watch all the filth on the television screens, Allah Ta'ala takes out the love of their wives from their hearts, or on the streets or wherever they watch. Sins are something that brings destruction. There's no other way that we can get peace of mind except the giving up of sins. So that's why I say, oh Allah, the remaining days of my life, now let me spend in your muhabbat and let me die in that.
Har dam karo main ae mere bari Allahu Allah 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 Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho teri madad ho meri ho koshish teri kashish ho meri talab ho badi mein guzri hai umr sari naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho rahoon main mashghool zikr o taat bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho har dam karo main ae mere bari Allahu Allah Allahu Allah
leave it with
Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah 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 jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah
Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa sallim Ey Allah Ey mere Rahim Allah Ey mere Kareem Allah Oh my most forgiving Allah Oh my most loving Allah My kind, compassionate, caring Allah Oh my Kareem Allah Oh my Sattar Allah Oh my Ghaffar Allah
We have believed in you as a merciful, forgiving Allah. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. We are extending our hands before you. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Ya Allah, we are not extending our hands before some idol that does not see us, does not listen to us, that cannot avail of us. Ey mere pyare Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh my Allah, you really love forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, we are confessing before you. Oh Allah, we are not justifying our sins. We are confessing before you that indeed we are your sinful servants. Ya Allah, day and night we have sinned. Oh Allah, major part of our lives have gone in nothing but sins and evil and vices. Oh my beloved Allah, our eyes have sinned, our ears have sinned, our tongues have sinned, our hands and feet have sinned. Oh my Allah, our heart and mind have sinned. Hey, very Allah, but who is there to forgive us besides you? Ya Allah, if you turn away your glance of rahmat and forgiveness from us, then oh my beloved Allah, who else is there for us that we can extend our hands before? Ya Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ey mere Allah, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, if you turn away your glance of rahmat from us, then we will face nothing but destruction in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirat. Ey Allah, if a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can still go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. But oh my beloved Allah, if you reject us, if you turn away your glance of maghfirat from us, then you tell us which other home is there that we can go in and beg. Ya Allah, which other door is there that we can tap? Ey Allah, therefore we are extending our hands before you and begging you to forgive us. Amen. Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, the whole ummah today is in problems, in difficulties, in hardships. Ya Allah, the whole ummah has become yatim, especially in Palestine, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Afghanistan. Ya Allah, in Kashmir, in India, and in Pakistan, in other parts of the world. Even in Muslim countries, oh my beloved Allah, there is no one to pass the hand of love and affection over the heads of the ummah. Ya Allah, the enemies have all ganged up. But oh my beloved Allah, we have brought about the destruction first. Ha, very Allah, but we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, you are powerful, you are almighty, all hearing, all seeing, all knowing. Ya Allah, you can change the conditions. Ya Allah, it's not difficult for you to change the conditions. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhu ajma'een, they were from amongst the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara, and the munafiqeen. But oh Allah, you blessed them with hidayat. And when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, oh my Allah, you raised them to such heights, you raised them to such heights that they became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. And oh Allah, you gave them dominance. Oh Allah, you gave them government over the earth. Oh my beloved Allah, wherever they went, they were victorious. Allah, even today you are the same Allah. Allah, tu wahi Allah. You have not changed, O my Allah. No weakness has come in you, O my beloved Allah. We have become weak. O my Allah, don't look at our weakness. Don't look at our sins, O my Allah. Don't look at our evil actions and deeds, O my Allah. Look at the blood that flowed of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Taif, in Uhud, and in so many other places. O my Allah, look at the tears of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey Allah, how much of tears he shed for the ummah. Ey Allah, with the barakat of those tears, Ey Allah, with the sadqah of those tears and the blood of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, forgive the entire ummah.
Allah bless us all with long life, with good health. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. Ay Allah, just as you change the conditions in the time of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, oh my beloved Allah, you can change it even today. Ay Allah, why should we despair of your mercy? Ya Allah, why should we lose hope in you? Oh my beloved Allah, there is no question of despairing of your mercy. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Change our conditions, O Allah. Ay mere Allah, hamare dil ki halat ko badal de. Ay Allah, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mere Mawla, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Hamara ghaflat mein dooba hua dil badal de. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, bless us all with prosperity. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with satisfaction. Bless us with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Why should we go towards haram when there's no shortage in your treasures of halal? Ey mere pyare Allah, bless us with good health. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick and physically ill. Bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Ya Allah, bless the entire ummah with physical and spiritual health. Ya Allah, bless us, bless those who are sick and ailing with cure from all the ailments. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, oh Allah, provide for them plentiful of halal rizq and get them out of their difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, those parents who are complaining about their children, that the children have gone on to drugs and drinks and vices and all kinds of evil. Oh, by Allah, bring those children back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, make them obedient to you and their parents. Oh Allah, give the parents the tawfiq to give the children the proper upbringing. Ay Allah, put the love of the children into the hearts of the parents. Ameen. And the love of the parents into the hearts of the children. Ameen. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Ameen. Oh my beloved Allah, because of our sins, there's no peace in any home today. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Ameen. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Ameen. Unite the hearts of family members. Ameen. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Ameen. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu. Ey mere pyare Allah, make us one solid ummah. Allah, hum sab ko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Allah, Quran Majeed par amal karne wale bana de. Huzur Ali Salatu Wassalam ki sunnaton par amal karne wale bana de. Ey mere pyare Allah, Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki ummat ke haal par raham farma.